Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Four other people. And at least one person on the ground was killed. It happened near a mall where Zach Coates works.
This place is unrecognizable. Everything that was here, the community, everything, I can tell everybody's impacted by it, and I just hope that everybody's okay and we can get through this as soon as possible.
In the Potomac near Washington, police boats continue searching for victims of the mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and a jetliner, killing 67 people. 41 bodies recovered so far. Hamas releasing Israeli-American hostage Keith Siegel and two other hostages today after nearly 16 months in captivity. President Trump's threatened 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico set to start today. This is ABC News. The Trump administration has dismissed Rohit Chopra, the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Chopra, appointed by President Biden, led efforts to regulate big banks and cap overdraft fees, is firing part of Trump's broader effort to remove Biden-era officials. No successor has been named. Grammy Award weekend is officially underway. It kicked off last night with the annual Music Cares Persons of the Year honor. Legendary jam band The Grateful Dead was honored for its musical achievements and philanthropic efforts. Rocker Sammy Hagar among those honoring the band.
You know, The Grateful Dead were never part of the commercial world of rock music. You know, they went around the system from day one. They did everything different. And we all looked at them like, wow, you know, how come we can't do that? You know, well, it's because we didn't have, you know, we weren't brave enough to really go out and just play music for the people.
Hagar performed the Dead's Loose Lucy at the ceremony. Dave Packer, ABC News.
There are certain grocery items that help put the pizzazz in a meal. Things like real maple syrup and freshly ground coffee, and our house-made peanut butter and farm-fresh eggs will certainly take your meal to the next level. We work hard to keep these items on the shelf all the time and also keep a lookout for special deals to come along. Like the Ambassador hot dogs we got yesterday, which are some of the best hot dogs I've ever eaten. And they're about 60% cheaper than you are likely to find them anywhere else. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, a 60% chance of scattered snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle. Small accumulations expected and still breezy. A steady temperature around 30 degrees overnight. A high of 50 tomorrow and much warmer. 32 Sunday night with a slight chance of mixed precipitation and 39 by Monday. Today's high at the studio is 29. It is 28 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Democrats have elected Ken Martin, the party leader in Minnesota, to lead the national party. They're turning to a low-profile Midwestern political operative to coordinate their resistance to Donald Trump's presidency. Martin succeeds Jamie Harrison of South Carolina atop the Democratic National Committee. Harrison did not seek another term after the 2024 election, when Trump became the first Republican to win the popular vote in two decades and made modest gains with core Democratic constituencies, such as African Americans, Latinos, and working class voters. The vote took place today outside the nation's capital. Aurora Healthcare is ending its partnership with Walgreens in Wisconsin. The eight locations that are opening will close next week. Five of them are in the Milwaukee area. Aurora officials say they're focusing on virtual services instead of in-person options. One of the students critically injured in the shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School is back at home. Officials with UW Health say the boy was discharged from the hospital on Thursday. They have been receiving care since December 16th, when a 15-year-old shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School, including a 14-year-old and a teacher who died. A total of 5 students and another teacher were hospitalized following the shooting. Only one of the students remains in the hospital now. Doctors say they are in good condition. A terrorist threat charge has been dropped for the man accused of setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's office. 19-year-old Caden Stankiewicz, initially forced for the counts for allegedly setting the fire earlier this month at Grothman's Fond du Lac office, allegedly because he was frustrated with the ban on the Chinese social media app TikTok. A judge agreed to dismiss the terrorist threat charge, citing a lack of communication of a threat before the fire. Stankiewicz is still ordered to stand trial on the remaining charges of arson, attempted burglary, and criminal damage to property. An Ashland man is found guilty in a double homicide. Jurors deliberated about 7 hours this week before convicting 36-year-old Nathan Monklin of first-degree and second-degree homicide in the deaths of Manuel and Luis Garcia Salas. The brothers, who were Mexican citizens, were shot and killed October 14th while visiting their brother at the family's Ashland restaurant, located next door to a bar and restaurant which Monklin co-owns. The shootings occurred in an alley behind the businesses. Monklin was also found guilty of resisting or obstructing an officer, battery, and operating a firearm while intoxicated. A sentencing hearing is scheduled May 6th in Ashland County Court. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer issued an executive order waiving the fee for tribal members to acquire identification cards. That begins on Monday. Melissa Kay has more.
President Greendeer stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card.
Representative Tony Kurtz has announced 6 upcoming listening sessions for constituents of the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Kurtz will be at the Viola Village Hall Monday from 10:30 until 11:30, the Richland Center Municipal Building from 2:30 until 3:30, and the Lone Rock Village Hall from 5:30 until 6:30. Monday, February 10th, Kurtz will hold listening sessions at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 until 11:30, the Wonniwalk Library from 2:30 until 3:30, and from 5:30 until 6:30 at the Lake Delton Village Hall. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops Concert Monday night at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The Concert and Symphonic Band will perform a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles. This concert will feature music from the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, Bon Jovi, Adele, Star Wars, Broadway, and Disney. Admission is $5 per person or free for senior citizens and students with ID. The city of La Crosse is set to take action next week on a new ordinance banning the release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance document filed with the city's Judicial and Administrative Committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out expectations and exceptions for scientific or weather balloons as well as hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that balloons released outdoors end up polluting the environment and can even affect grazing livestock. an information technology expert for decades, assumed the identity of another man so convincingly that his victim was forcibly medicated and jailed for identity theft himself. The identity thief, Matthew David Cairns, was sentenced Friday to 12 years in prison. The 59-year-old of Heartland, Wisconsin, pleaded guilty in April to federal aggravated identity theft. His victim, William Woods, told the Associated Press that Kieran's guilty plea spelled the end of a years-long nightmare and would allow him to rebuild his life. Kieran's attorney argued that Woods was trying to steal Kieran's money. And a 70-year-old man is unaccounted for after falling through the ice on a Kenosha County lake. Police in Twin Lakes learned that a UTV carrying three men broke through the ice on Lake Elizabeth Thursday afternoon. Two of the three in the vehicle made it out of the water safely, while a rescue effort for the other man became a recovery effort by nightfall. Search efforts were ended late Thursday night and resumed Friday morning. This latest water rescue on a frozen southeast Wisconsin lake follows four others last weekend in Racine and Waukesha counties. The Department of Natural Resources urges caution when operating ATVs and UTVs on frozen water bodies.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Here are today's vital statistics. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home today from now until 7, and again Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel. George L. Blake, 89 of Boscobel, died January 25th. A funeral service will be held Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home on Tuesday from 9 until the service time at 11. George L. Blake, 89 of Boscobel. And Diane Marie Teach, 71 of Gotham, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet on Friday, February 7th from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71 of Gotham.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have cloudy and breezy conditions as we continue getting through the rest of our Saturday. 60% chance of scattered snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle is expected as we get into our overnight hours. Temperatures will be sticking close to 30 degrees as we get into Sunday. Winds will be coming mostly from the southeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Small accumulations are expected from precipitation. For Sunday, we're looking at much warmer temperatures and decreasing clouds throughout the day. Highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Winds coming in from the south and southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy with 10% chance of mixed precipitation. It's going to be very late Sunday night, lows in the low 30s. As we get into Monday, we're having rain and snow mix ending just before noon. Light accumulations are expected once again. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 30s. Winds from the northeast to north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going into Tuesday, an increase in clouds throughout the day with cooler temperatures will be settling. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Wednesday will give us mostly cloudy skies and slightly warmer temperatures. A 40% chance of snow and freezing rain expected into the overnight hours. Up to an inch of accumulation is expected. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 30s. Thursday is going to give snow ending by the early morning hours and then decreasing clouds throughout the day. Highs will be a few degrees cooler, only in the upper 20s to low 30s. And then rounding out the week on to Friday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and cooler temperatures still settling in. Once again, we're only going to be hitting the mid 20s for a high on Friday. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of their Saturday.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're 28 degrees and right now partly cloudy skies. 48 was yesterday's high and no precipitation today. The forecast was right about the money. We had 29 for a high today after a morning low of 17. The record high for this day, 50 in 2024. So just a year ago, we broke that record. The record low goes back to the year of 1985 at 30 degrees below zero. Last year's high, 50, and the low, 28. Sunset will occur at 5:13 this afternoon, and it did. We're going to check out some notes on tomorrow then. Sunrise time at 7:17. In the morning time. Southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. Also barometer at 30.08. No precipitation today. The high was 29. Right now we're down a degree at 28 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there. Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Boys basketball games today. Wisconsin Dells over Reedsburg, 64-61. Platteville top Monona Grove, 73-63. And Royal over Blair Taylor, 73-50. Broadhead with a game against Cambridge, with Cambridge winning 78-62. Men's college basketball today, John Tanjay had 27 points, and 17th-ranked Wisconsin beat Northwestern 75-69. Down by two, the Badgers went on a 14-3 run just after the halfway point of the second half to take the lead for good. Reserve Carter Gilmore scored 7 points during the decisive run and finished with 15 and 7 rebounds. The Wildcats were just 1-for-6 from the floor during the spurt. The Badgers had lost 2-of-3 after a 7-game winning streak. Jalen Leach had 23 points and 7 assists for Northwestern, which found out Saturday leading scorer Brooks Barnheiser is out for the season with a foot injury. Washington was a winner over Minnesota today in Big Ten basketball, 71-68, and Michigan edged Rutgers 66-63. Tommy Lloyd and Bobby Hurley met near midcourt during pregame, exchanging pleasantries, patting each other on the back. An afternoon of chirping and a late headbutt sent the coaches in opposite directions by the time the rivalry game was over. Frustrated with Arizona's constant chatter, Hurley waved Arizona State's players off the floor following the Wildcats' 81-72 road win to prevent any further escalation. Tension of the rivalry game spilled over with 30 seconds left when Arizona State's B.J. Freeman headbutted Arizona's Caleb Love. Both players were ejected following a review, and Hurley sent his players up the tunnel instead of shaking hands when the game ended. Jimmy Butler remains part of the Miami Heat for now. De'Aaron Fox is still with the Kings for now, and Golden State coach Steve Kerr seemed to indicate that the Warriors are seriously weighing their options. It's NBA trade deadline countdown time. There could be chaos. There might not be much of anything. By Thursday afternoon's deadline, there will be answers, although perhaps not the answers some fans are looking for their teams. The Clippers have traded P.J. Tucker and Mo Bamba to the Utah Jazz for Patty Mills and Drew Eubanks. There is a future second-round draft pick involved in the deal as well. The move gets the Clippers under the luxury tax threshold and provides potential flexibility for the other additions they may have for the season. Milwaukee Brewers catcher William Contreras agreed to a 1-year contract guaranteeing $6.1 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. A 2-time All-Star, Contreras had asked for $6.5 million and had been offered $5.6 million when proposed figures were exchanged. His deal with the reigning National League Central champions includes a team option for 2026. Contreras, 27, batted .281 with a .365 on-base percentage, 23 homers and 92 RBIs in 155 games last year, and was an All-Star for the second time in 3 seasons. He hit .289 in 2023 with a .367 on-base percentage, 17 homers and 78 RBIs in 141 games. And Russell Wilson doesn't want to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. The 36-year-old quarterback is focused on returning to the Steelers. Wilson, who was added to the Pro Bowl games as an alternate when Buffalo's Josh Allen pulled out this week, is pending a free agency after spending 1 year in Pittsburgh. He says, "I've got a lot more ball left in me." Wilson sidestepped several questions about potentially reuniting with former Seattle coach Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. The Raiders hired the 73-year-old Carroll last month, and speculation quickly followed that Wilson might join him in Vegas. But Wilson insists Pittsburgh is his number one destination. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
525, 28 degrees at WRCO. Our Retro Saturday continues in a moment with today's edition of the Backtrackin' Show.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course, rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here, too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtrackin' Show. We're going back to some memories from the 70s and 80s here on WRCO. Some music headlines and chart toppers. We began on the show back in 1975 this weekend when superstar Elvis Presley arranged for daughter Lisa Marie to meet another superstar, her favorite singer, Elton John. Elton met Lisa Marie thanks to her dad, Elvis Presley, pulling a few strings.
We'll be right back.
Elton John on WRCO Radio. 1974 and 75 was a huge era for comebacks. It had been 11 years since Neil Sedaka had a hit on the Billboard pop chart, but now he was back with the second number one song of his career. And what a comeback. Co-written by Phil Cody, who reportedly got the inspiration after falling asleep under a tree. And he and Neil got together later and wrote the song. The song came from an album called Sedaka's Back, still one of my favorite albums, and the first copy I bought of that at Saffel's Music Store, mind you, and it was on cassette. Let's flash forward to 1979, and the song was certified platinum in Great Britain this weekend. It would also rise to number one status in the U.S. in April of 1979 for a new group that era called Blondie.
I'm not afraid to die.
New music in the States in 1979 for Blondie on the Backtrackin' Show.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
20 minutes before 6 o'clock, right now 28 degrees, we're down just one from the daytime high. Not a bad day. We had a little pesky wind out there as well today, but it is the 1st of February. Groundhog's Day is tomorrow. How can that be? Time is moving by. We have a backtrack and take you back here and to see if you remember during this segment for a Canadian band that got a lot of play on MTV, and to backtrack and take you backtrack to 1983 in a group called Toronto with Your Daddy Don't Know.
Your mama's gonna do tonight. I said your daddy don't
I'll backtrack and see if you remember the Canadian band Toronto and Your Daddy Don't Know, a song that got a lot of airplay on MTV in the early 1980s. Next up, a cut from an album that was called Dance Pop Post Disco, including the newest technology of the time, the LM2 drum machine, Moog bass, and Oberheim OBX synthesizer. This song released in February of 1984 for a brand new artist called Madonna.
Thank you.
The Backtrackin' Show from WRCO, the best of the 70s and 80s, our pregame show for Those Were the Days. A very influential show debuted this weekend in 1973. The Midnight Special premiered on NBC as a regular program with Helen Reddy as the host. Wolfman Jack would later take over for an 8.5-year run. Wolfman otherwise was usually on there with some sort of interview or smart remark in between songs.
Backtracking WRCO.
A big one for Helen Reddy this weekend in 1974. Angie Baby.
Live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie Baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie baby. Angie baby, you're a special lady. And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he's found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby. Angie baby, you're a special lady.
Music headlines and hot hits on the Backtrackin' Show. Helen Reddy from WRCO FM 100.9. In 1983, Air Supply's seventh studio album, Now and Forever, was certified platinum, peaking at number 25 on the Hot 200 chart. The LP contained three top 40 hits, including this one on the Backtrackin' Show.
I was down, my dreams were wearing. When you're lost, where do you begin? My heart always seemed to drift from day to day, looking for the love that never came my way. Then you smiled, and I reached out to you. I could tell.
The moment that we touched, I knew that there
might have missed. Looking back, how did I exist? I dream, still I never thought I'd come this far.
Supply on WRCO-FM 100.9. We'll check in with the news in just a little bit, and Those Were the Days follows that. Let's go back to this weekend in 1985. The Eagles' Glenn Frey was making his acting debut on TV in an episode of US TV's Miami Vice.
Staring at the same four walls. You're out of your room and down on the street.
That's going to do it for the Backtracking Show. Thanks for joining us tonight for some music headlines of the 70s and 80s on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Those Were the Days is coming up next.
5,000